Okay, very good. And we're back into the third hour of the Barden Report. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Barden is my name, and we're into the third hour. We should give out the phone number if they can keep up with what we're dealing with here, if anything to add to it. And it's 800-313-9443. But I'd never run out of stuff here, I can tell you that. So we had a slight glitch on the transmission. We have a fantastic news. It's probably me. I probably hit a keyboard with a report here. That's double and treble pages stapled together. I probably waxed the keyboard. It's probably my fault. Okay, but we're reading a piece there. How many people will have to die for AOC to complete her Green Deal, New Deal? Well, she doesn't care, and that's number one. Are you willing to lay your life down and have your house demolished for Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez and the Green Deal fanatics? If you are, step right up. Well, they're going to do it if they're less, you know. And I mean, these people are unbelievable. It's like it's one thing to have a disease raging through, like the Black Death through a country, but to have this element of left-wing liberal fanaticus, more left-wing and communist than the communist Chinese, and more bureaucratic, it's going to come to conflict. That's the short answer. But anyway, there is no shortage. Posing that question again, how many more people are going to die, are willing to die for this cause? There's no shortage of scrutiny of Alexandra Cortez's controversial New Deal. Experts say the financial burden of AOC's plan would send the United States spinning into economic ruin. Well, there's already $23 trillion in the hole and $220 trillion in unfunded liabilities, right? So a few trillion, a few more, and the whole thing's got to go down soon across the world. But the cost of the Green New Deal may be even greater than the almighty dollar. Some pundits are now suggesting that the price of the plan put together by AOC may ultimately be paid in human life. Writing for the All New Pipeline, John C. Velisek alleges that the Green New Deal will take the United States back to the Stone Age, and that's pretty close, and will require millions of lives to be sacrificed. Well, this is the method they're using. A sacrifice, persists the left is more than willing to take. Climate change theory has been consistently called into question by independent science, but adherence to the global warming narrative continue to champion their cause, and the tyranny they're trying to shoehorn in with it as necessary for good the planet. Many skeptics argue the global warming agenda is driven by fear, not facts, by design, and is a movement more entrenched in advancing government interests than protecting the environment. Sure, again, I say again a million times, clean up pollution. And they don't even mention that. It's not a secret that a substantial number of experts have spoken out about the potential risk of AOC's Green New Deal, as if it was hers, at the UN. As Bloomberg reports, while the Green New Deal may be billed as an environmental policy and jobs program, jobs killing program, a closer look reveals the sordid truth. This deal also promises a bevy of new entitlements, which AOC apparently intends to pay for with unlimited deficit spending. Yeah? Wow. Well, the Fed have been doing that for 50 years anyway. If that sounds like if that sounds like a disaster waiting to happen, it's because it is. I love to see the schools she attended. They're probably extreme left-wing, like the London School of Economics puts stuff out like this, and the London Financial Times. While AOC may be spewing lies about climate change being a matter of life and death, Velsek, this guy, argues that the Green New Deal really is that serious. Here's the guy telling the truth. As we see now, he's saying, with our bartendering climate expert, anyone can parrot the climate change lie. It was a joke in Britain. I met a guy in a pub told me this, you know, and a guy in a pub told you this. It was the conversation of an idiot. She and many like her are willing to sacrifice millions of people for the radical environmental agenda based on falsehoods and lie Velesek writes, nothing but a great variety of names in the United States, anyway, that's for sure. Climate, and it's in the subheader of the rest of the article, says climate change charade. Velsiek is one of the many pundits sharing their concerns about the real cost of the Green New Deal. Greenpeace co-founder Patrick Moore also recently spoke out about the pitfalls of AOC's not-so-brilliant plan to upend the US economy, stating it would be the end of civilization as we know it. Sure. Speaking with Tucker Carlson at Fox News, Moore stated, the only standing journalist on television now is Tucker Carlson. The Green New Deal will be the end of civilization. 85% of the world's and 85% of the US coal, oil and natural gas were phased out over the next few years, like the next 10 years. We do not have anything to replace them with. Half of the population will die in a very short period of time. And as I also pointed out, there wouldn't be a tree left on the planet, because that would be all there was to heat and cook with. Yes. Mike Adams, founder of Natural News and creator of Brighteon.com, also recently published an article detailing the ways in which AOC's Green New Deal will set the stage for disaster. After conducting a thorough analysis, Adam posts that this killer deal would lead to total collapse of the food supply and worse. Well, it's already happening with the wiping out of bees and insects due to cell towers and chemtrails and glyphosate. As a theory, climate change has more holes than Swiss cheese. Earlier this year, Natural News compiled a list of the biggest climate change scandals, revealing dozens of claims, alarmist myths, and that have been proven false. Not only will Green New Deal plunge the economy and the food supply into total chaos, it will allow central government to begin growing its power and radically change the culture of the U.S., shifting citizens even further away from personal freedom and liberty towards a culture of dependence. And he goes on to finally say, well, he's finished there. You can see more coverage of the latest climatesciencenews.com. But AOC and her Green New Deal, truly unhinged and disturbed, no doubt about it. And here's a positive story. Study benefits of essential oils for treating ADHD. Deficit disorder, but which is not actually should not be a recognized disorder to be treated by anything other than natural means. The children given Ritalin are destroyed for life. But Amy Goodrich, writing this brief piece, she's saying, attention deficit hyperactive disorder is a common brain disorder that affects both children and adults. Well, she's wrong about that in technical data, but I'll leave it be. But hyperactive children from eating the wrong kind of foods and bad discipline, that is defined as disease. But they need just to be calmed down naturally. These key behaviors that interfere with functioning of development define ADHD: inattention, hyperactivity, impulsivity. Okay, that's correct. These symptoms can vary from patient to patient. People with ADHD may find it hard to remain focused or follow instructions. They may face challenges with organizational skills, which could influence the daily lives. Well, as children, not being able to concentrate in class for all those reasons, okay. And scientists are not sure what causes ADHD. Well, again, it's not a disease. She's going down she's half right and half wrong, this person. That's what Amy Goodrich, you're half right and half wrong, repeating the propaganda and trying to treat the propaganda. But anyway, lavender essential oil is one of the treatments that can do this. And Veritor essential oil. And there have been found rosemary essential oil. And they go into all the reasons why are the remedies for that condition in young children. But going on again, I got the medical profession. One of my pet hates, nearly killed by two occasions. America gets almost half their medical care from the emergency room, due in large part to lack of adequate insurance. Okay. Well, Steve Elkins would like to hear this, I presume. For urban dwellers, this is crucial. A lot of people today are choosing emergency rooms for scheduling consultations. That's the same going on in the UK, by the way. I've never been there myself. Only one minor thing. And that pencil cleaning my ears out and broken my ear. But anyway, I've had a cause to bring people about 8 or 9 times to A&E. It's called Accident and Emergency in the UK here. And the amount of morons and wasters wasting time there is shocking. And they go through them all as if they were serious. I mean, it's a joke. But and to prove the point, in Hereford about 10, 15 years ago, there was an outbreak of Legionnaires' disease, and every other day of the year, there would be about 50 to 60, 70 people in A&E. And when the Legionnaires' disease broke out, there was only 5 or 6 or 10 people there. So that will show you how urgent the cases were. And they weren't in there for Legionnaires' disease. They just didn't, people didn't show up with their general ailments. But as I said, for urban dwellers, this is crucial. A lot of time, people are choosing emergency rooms over scheduled consultations. In fact, a new study suggests that Americans seek help through emergency departments due to the inadequacy of health insurance. The team of researchers at the University of Maryland School of Medicine found that there is a surprisingly high number of usage of emergency department visits in lieu of inpatient and outpatient care. And who are they quoting here? David Marcosi, an associate professor, UMSOM, Department of Energy and Medicine, these endless bloody titles, stated that this study is a means, that is the means to better understanding this country's healthcare system, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. Anyway, I'm not going to go into it. People showing up at the emergency case because their own doctor's surgeries are probably booking them back weeks at a time, etc. Only 29% of emergency department visits use private insurance. 35% are used Medicare and child health insurance. Well, in the UK, you don't need any insurance whatsoever to go to an A&E, just to prove you're a British citizen, and that's it. But we have also health tourism going on here. People coming in here from outside the EU, especially women giving birth, 8.5 months gone, and then going to hospital on an emergency basis. But anyway, getting back to my subject of pollution, new study finds that 100% of sea turtles have plastics in their belly. That's shocking. And there is a horrendous photograph of a turtle stranded with netting around him and a whole lot of sea fishing tackle attached to him. And okay, he's getting cut free, but it is truly shocking. And these fishing nets that are, and fishing lines that are cut in on trawlers when they're avoiding being detected, it's part of the problem as well. But hardly a week passes and there's not a major article in the Daily Mail showing the shocking pollution. And in third world countries, it's revolting to see the stuff that's thrown into rivers and goes into the sea. Absolutely shocking. But finally this year, just an aside, London will get its new sewage system in the next year, because currently all the sewage is going into the River Thames. The Thames in London is a sewer, an open sewer. Shocking. The Victorians built the best system in the world for a 40-year life, and I think it's now 100 years over, a 50, 60-year life, and it's now 100 years old or more. But the new system will be tremendous when it's complete. But to read this thing about sea turtles, so the next time you come across a sea turtle in the wild, remember that there are pieces of plastic trash inside the animal's belly. And if that is not enough, a stomach-churning enough for you, imagine the damage caused by jagged pieces of toxic pollutant tumbling inside your stomach. Researchers in the United Kingdom raised this issue after checking more than 100 turtles in 3 different oceans and seas. Given that, given the results of their study, they warned that turtles and other forms of marine life are paying the price for the unfulfilled promise made by the plastic manufacturers and governments when it came to cutting back on plastic pollution. Well, that's only in the last year. Supporters by the University of Exeter and the marine conservation group Plymouth Marine Laboratory, the study examines the digestive system of turtles found in the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans and the Mediterranean Sea. It found plastic, smaller microplastics and various synthetic items in the bellies of each and every single animal. This study provides more evidence than we all need to help reduce the amount of plastic waste released to our seas and maintain clean, healthy and productive oceans for future generations, said Penelope Lindeck, the co-author of the specific paper. It said plastic trash to double by 2025. Crikey. Mediterranean sea turtles could have hundreds of plastic bits in their bellies. This researcher, Lindeck, and her research team have been studying microplastic pollution for many years. Time and again, they uncovered evidence that tiny plastic pollutants have contaminated almost every marine animal species they have evaluated. Wow. And they said microscopic zooplankton fishes in adult and larval stages of life, and dolphins have all shown signs of accidentally eating plastic. Sea turtles are merely the latest in a long line of victims that the researchers looked over. In a new study, researchers safely extracted over 800 pieces of plastic from the guts of 102 turtles. Wow. The biggest particle measured less than a half a centimeter length, which is shorter than half the diameter of a penny. Okay. But so the unknown hazards posed by microbeads, and they reckon even in the food processing system, we have microplastic in our stomachs as well. Okay. But again, one other story on doctors. Well, we come on to glyphosate and the like. Saying here, UK doctors want to prescribe a dangerous party drug, Special K, for depression. I've said it time and again, natural medicine people have discovered that magnesium, it's not the be-all and end-all, 350 milligrams of magnesium a day, people clear it with our doctor, which we all need, will keep people out of dark depression. And regarding dementia, we have a thing in product developed in Wales here in the Brecon Beacons. It's called galantamine. It's an extract of daffodil juice of a special type of crop of daffodils grown at a certain altitude, and is making fantastic progress in arresting dementia in elderly people. They get it at the early stages. Outstanding. And the BBC's Country File have done a piece on that, but says here, Big Pharma is at it again. Canada's CBC News is reporting that Johnson & Johnson is in the process of developing an intranasal version of the street drug ketamine. Ketamine is a painkiller for horses. Good Lord, the morons around this area in Wales have been mixing it with heroin, also known as Special K, for the treatment of severely depressed patients who have not responded to other forms of treatment. Let's do them in completely. Okay, we'll go to this break and we shall be back in a few minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, How would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Back in. That's the third one we use from Macabulk. Moon River, I think, yeah. Great variety of music today. That's the only highlight of the 3 hours, really. But I don't get to really mostly pre-read these articles, just see the gist of them. But I can't believe what I'm reading here. There's a scandal in Britain recently where these young brats on the street were getting a hold of raw heroin and mixing it with a horse tranquilizer. For horses, for racing, called ketamine. Right? And now we have Johnson & Johnson are proposing to develop an intranasal version of the street drug ketamine, also known as Special K, for the treatment of severely depressed people. Will it either cure or kill them? I know that some of the people taking that, and first a young woman, went into deep depression from using it. I know that for a fact in a town near here. Wow. For the treatment of severely depressed patients who have not responded to other forms of treatment, the pharmaceutical giant is calling the drug, where they hear it, esketamine. Oh, boy. Put this article out separately. Oh, geez. The study into the merits of this form of treatment were conducted by researchers from Oxford University and published in the local Lancet Psychiatry magazine. Rupert McShane, a consultant psychiatrist with the lead author of Oxford's study, claims that he's seen ketamine work where absolutely nothing else helped. Well, people with depression are destroyed with pharmaceutical drugs. That's the last thing they need. But what is ketamine, and what dangers would such a course of treatment pose? Ketamine is well known for two reasons. It's a pharmaceutical drug commonly used for veterinary and medical purpose as a tranquilizer and anesthetic. It's used for horses, tranquilizer and painkiller for horses. That's what it's used for. I know that. And it's also a dangerous street drug that causes the user to feel relaxed, even sedated, and to experience hallucinations. Yeah, that's part of the thing I saw in somebody who used it. Private ketamine clinics have been popping up. What? All over the United States, and problems have already started to arise. Admission and treatment protocols vary greatly in those clinics, leading to a dangerous level of inconsistency. Only a bunch of criminal medics would set up a clinic using ketamine. Whoa, I can't believe what's going on here. Nonetheless, the authors of the Oxford study are naively convinced that while street use of ketamine K can cause serious bladder problems, brain damage and coma, long-term psychosis, organ and tissue damage, and even death, patients receiving just 80 milligrams of the drug once a week will not become addicted and will not suffer any ketamine, really. Well, everybody's a different case. But anyway, this, as a person who has suffered from depression before, who's this, just check the writer here, Tracy Watson, okay. See, she writes an odd article for Activist Post. And she's saying, as a person who has suffered depression before, I am immediately skeptical. If you have suffered for years with untreatable depression and once a week are given a chance to feel normal again, the temptation to seek out that feeling on a more regular basis by turning to the street version of the drug will be immense. It's an addictive drug. And by their very nature, these types of drugs have to be taken in ever-increasing amounts in effect to be felt. So what is going to happen when the depression sufferer initially experiences relief from ketamine? Why did I just stop there? Johnson & Johnson. Well, they're the baby powder people who were fined over $1 billion for asbestos in baby powder. I mean, how can these people be believed? This is shocking. This person, she's genuinely writing this article from a very good perspective. She suffered depression, and she knows how dangerous ketamine is. And she's saying that people will then find it addictive to get a mild relief from suffering deep depression. But she says the low dose stops. If the low dose stops working, even if their medical practitioner refused to up the dose, it would easy to find relief on the streets. Make no error, ketamine is truly dangerous. The website All About Counseling explains, during drug use, a ketamine user will feel very sedated. Muscles may feel relaxed and hallucinations may occur. A ketamine overdose may create feelings of unease and nausea, and the user may be vomiting. Well, the person shouldn't certainly not be driving a car or working machinery. This is particularly dangerous if the ketamine user is unconscious, as their airways can be clogged, making it impossible to breathe. The central nervous system can also be slowed to the point where the serious damage, death or coma occurs. But if nothing else works, maybe the risk is worth it all. is there perhaps something do or die? Is that the treatment? If there's perhaps something natural that might work just as well without the risk of death. There's a very interesting statement in the CBC article. Esketamine, as they're going to call it, results so far have been promising enough for U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Who would take their word? To speed its progress through the regulatory hurdles. Well, they're there to facilitate the drug industry. The FDA is speeding this deadly drug with its awful side effects and potential for addiction and even death throughout regulatory hurdles. And yet, while studies have found that the endocannabinoids in marijuana can help stabilize mood and ease depression, and not a single person has ever died of a marijuana overdose, the FDA and the DEA continue to label it as Schedule 1 drug, along with heroin, LSD, and ecstasy. Wow, but that is... oh, dear. It's just shocking. I just have to write something on this. Shocking, truly shocking. Dear. I didn't see that coming. Just unbelievable. I showed you the out-and-out-and-out criminality of the medical and pharmaceutical industry. Absolutely mafia-style criminals running it. And again, go please read Peter Cauchy's book, Deadly Medicine and Organized Crime, How Big Pharma Have Corrupted Medicine. The best book ever written on that, bar none. And the organization Peter Cauchy set up with others called the Cochrane Collaboration to treat people outside of drugs for depression, which is very successful, and has many spin-offs of similar organizations around Europe. They found that Big Pharma had infiltrated it with doctors they had presumably trusted, and they voted Peter Gotchi off the board there recently, but hopefully that's going to be corrected. But there's virtually no organization that Big Pharma, like the Cancer Society, the Heart Foundations, they haven't infiltrated. It is just beyond words. There's no doubt about it. It's and in the same vein, total corruption. Government and regulators rely on industry-funded herbicide studies to declare glyphosate safe. And this article, among hundreds have written, extracted from Natural News and Active Source over the years. We'll just read through it. Well, this part of the end of the program. When the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, announced a designation of safe and effective with regards to Monsanto's infamously controversial Roundup glyphosate-based herbicide, in direct contradiction to opposing findings of the by the International Agency for Research on Cancer, the IARC, that identified glyphosate as a probable human carcinogen. The pro-chemical lobby quickly declared itself the victor, and in this heated and ongoing debate. But what the public was never told is that the EPA relied largely on industry-funded pseudoscience in giving the stamp of approval to glyphosate, while the IARC carefully considered legitimate peer-reviewed scientific articles. It shows a picture here of these poor, unfortunate idiots going around with a container on their back spraying crops in the third world. Studies before ultimately concluding that declaring Roundup more than likely causes cancer. Okay, I'm reading that out of joint. As reported by Colin Todd Hunter of offguardian.org and republished in counterpunch.org, these disparate findings between the EPA and the IARC have continued to fuel an ongoing battle by independent activists against big agriculture, particularly in Europe, where Dr. Charles Benbrook published a study bearing the full truth about the corruption with the EPA has led to industry-compromised agency to make a patently false declaration about the alleged safety and effectiveness of Roundup and glyphosate. As revealed by Dr. Benbrook in his paper, the EPA's consortium of evidence providing the safety and effectiveness of glyphosate was mostly derived from the very corporations that profit from its sale. The IARC, on the other hand, looked at real published science that wasn't tainted by the chemical industry, and they simply evaluated glyphosate from a neutral perspective. Anyway, the row goes on between the two. It's just, I don't know, again, government not intervening. Just a propaganda war is allowed to rage, and they continue to use it. And farmers are using it like it was water on crops. But again, just to remind people, Mike Adams has finished testing all the water filters in the United States, and he's rated them. It's on the site Natural News. And he's tested about 30 water filters that... The big Berkey came up extremely high. It removed all glyphosate, and his own laboratory is world class, the most advanced laboratory in the United States. So he does know what he's talking about. But Editor of Environmental Science Europe writes commentary on doctor's support. Okay, it goes on and on, just a lot of technical stuff. But time and time again, it's been proven. The horrors of glyphosate and Roundup on crops and food. Truly shocking. And the hemp variety from Finland. So this hemp variety from Finland exhibits significant antioxidant properties thanks to its high flavonoid content. Okay. But the biggest breakthrough recently has been the CDP oil. That is a fantastic addition to people with epilepsy. It like 90-95% wipes out epileptic attacks and fits. It's a fantastic. It's been used under license in the UK. The Home Secretary intervened that on a young child who was having 100 seizures a day. Imagine. But they're saying here in another article, scientists still don't understand what causes Alzheimer's, but are beginning to see it as a whole body problem. Well, it's a lifestyle, etc., etc. But as I said, there is this other thing that was highlighted by the BBC, an invention in the UK called galantamine, which people with early onset of Alzheimer's are getting fantastic results from this natural product made from daffodil juice, galantamine, and it highlights to many, many people. But if you look that up and look up at the BBC Country File, you'll see a 10-minute video report on Country File that will come up with it. So there. But we want to talk about the Clintons. So corrupt, Clinton's lawyers, DOG, made a deal to block the FBI's access to the Clinton Foundation. Well, that's such a vast subject. Oh, it's shocking. But another story on the cell tower radiation. California parents demand that radiation emitting cell tower phone tower be removed from elementary school property after four students and three teachers were killed. Well, I read that in another report, similar thing. So are they waking up in California? Imagine putting one of those towers in or near a school. It's just shocking. I mean, that's that woman in Fort Collins, Colorado. She's been on many programs across. She's the channel that Vincent Finelli is on, and the other channel across from RBN. But Genesis Communication, that's the one. Virginia Farber is her name. She's been on there many times, many of the broadcasters. And her son died of a brain tumor from San Diego University. The cell tower was right beside the yard where his dormitory was. And she has led a massive campaign against that. And now she's faced with the state of Colorado and a test bed in Fort Collins where they're mandatory implementing smart meters, and they're testing. Everybody has these EMF testing machines, and the radiation level is sky high. And that's going on in Northern California, Northern Colorado, and it's blatant. But Deborah Tavares has a new video out. In fact, I meant to do it this week. I'll give it to Ken for next week. It fits into a section of this program. It's about 22 minutes to 19 minutes, and it's our latest expose on that, and it's very, very good. It'll fit in if we do it for next week. But, no, I've already covered that, the school which reared up against cell towers. But that and the LED lighting, the high-powered LED lighting with the transmitters on top of them, about 3 inches high, most people can't see them. They are the transmitters for 5G. They've installed in Durham in the UK and also in Newcastle. And a guy called Mark Steele, who's an electrical engineer, is taking on the government, and they're trying to jail him to shut him up. It's shocking, and the case is going on now currently. But there's a major, seminar in Milton Keynes on the 10th, 11th, 12th of May, April, yeah, May, that dealing with this, and there is an awakening, I have to say, about this. Another long article here about chemotherapy, a very depressing subject, is found to spread cancer throughout the body. Amy Goodrich wrote that, but again, on just looking for two other articles I had related to that. Study suggests spices outperform chemo. Yeah, that's the one I want. Put that one aside. And one other one, protect yourself from silly pollution. Just been pulling out ones out of a pile I haven't sorted here. We'll come to it in a second. Here's one that I've just jumped over. Frankincense, nature's psychoactive antidepressant. They're talking about giving people appalling product. I've just written it down, the horse tranquilizer. Ketamine, that is appalling. I mean, to license that is obscene. But here's a counter-argument. Isabel Z writing this article. Nature's psychoactive antidepressants, it's from a flower. frankincense, and I lost this last week. I have it here now. Many of the conditions that pharmaceutical firms develop drugs for can be treated safely and more effectively with natural solutions, and depression is certainly no exception. Given that many dangers of antidepressant medicines, scientists are regularly studying ways that can address the common problem. And one herb that is showing a lot of promise is frankincense, F-R-A-N-K-I-N-C-E-N-S-E, frankincense. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. It said, your experience with frankincense might be limited to mentions at Christmas time and possibly burning incense, but it's far from obscure. In fact, it has been used for thousands of years in religious and cultural ceremonies. Frankincense is actually the resin of the Boswellia tree, okay? And it was often used as a way to reach spiritual exaltation, okay? A bit of a high. However, it turns out that its use isn't just symbolic. It does indeed change people's moods. Okay, now who's right? Let's check. Well, we'll see. This is not Promovich. Okay, it does change people's moods. Well, that's what depression is about, but not an artificial mood. Nobody wants to be on happy tablets like some of the politicians in this country. The former Brexit Secretary Davis, permanently smiling, permanently. When researchers from Hebrew University and John Hopkins University decided to look into the impact of frankincense on a scientific level, they discovered that it influenced the areas of the brain that are responsible for emotional regulation. In addition, it had a significant effect on the nerve circuits that are impacted by modern antidepressants and anti-anxiety drugs. In particular, it activated a protein known as TRPV3, causing a strong antidepressant effect that leaves people feeling relaxed and open. The protein, which is present in the brain of all mammals, also plays a role in the perception of warmth in your skin. When the researchers exposed mice who were bred to not have this protein of vaccine, it did not have this effect on their brains. Okay, convoluted writer here. I'm trying to do my best to read herself. But now this, I heard about this before. In other words, frankincense helps the mind to rest, which may be why religious and spiritual practices use the incense to help people. Well, people with depression, almost without exception, have a sleep disorder. And this would be one of the remedies for that. This could prove incredibly valuable at a time when depression affects nearly 15 million American adults and is the top cause of disability in the country. But out of 320 million, I would think it's way more than 15 million from figures that I see. In addition, nearly 40 million American adults are affected by anxiety disorders. Well, that's probably on the prescriptions they're on. Many people are trying to avoid antidepressants because they're very serious and life-threatening side effects. But this could prove to be a good alternative. And it goes on to say, or it could help those who are taking the drugs gain an extra edge to get through times of extreme distress. Even those who don't suffer from depression can burn some incense when they want to feel more open and relaxed. Other benefits of frankincense ability to help fight depression is significant enough to, on its own, given its prevalence and the shortcomings of current treatments, SSRIs. But frankincense isn't content to stop there. It can also help kill cancer cells, according to numerous studies. For example, research published in the BMC, Complementary and Alternative Medicine, showed that frankincense is in herbal form spurned the death of bladder cancer cells, while a different study found that frankincense can kill three different human neuroblastoma cells. Good Lord, what a name. As well as other ones as well, unpronounceable. It has also been known to target and destroy ovarian cancer cells. Well, and has even had this effect on those who are in the disease's more advanced stages. Okay. In addition, frankincense has the power to mitigate the side effects of cancer treatments such as radiation therapy. Well, that's something people should not have. It can also boost immunity. Now that scientists are finally starting to take a serious look at this ancient resin, we could well see better and safer treatments for problems ranging from depression to anxiety and cancer. Okay. I say the number of people connected with me who have various stages of depression is shocking. For now, diffusing frankincense oil is a relatively low-risk way to help alleviate anxiety and depression. Well, I know somebody up the street who sells, incense, and I think this is one of them. And when combined with approaches like proper nutrition and medication or yoga, it could be all you need to keep these conditions under control. Okay, well, that is worth noting. Let's put that in a special file of the many, many files I have here. Sure. And then I won't read the next one about chemotherapies. Very depressing. I try not to read out very depressing stuff unless it's absolutely vital. But, cannabis oil. That's, instead of chemotherapy, this cannabis oil is... We've talked about that one there, suggesting that frankincense is one for depression. That and magnesium. Surely that would help people out on a massive scale. But it's a wake-up call for scientists. A growing number of cancer patients are choosing cannabis oil over chemotherapy, and some researchers have decided to check it out, really. Because most of these science are owned by researchers and universities, which in turn is owned by Big Pharma. So they don't have permission to speak, that being the big problem. That's why global warming has got such a grip on people. 90% of scientists have shut their mouths, who know well it's a load of crap. But despite the grand conspiracy to keep the medical medicinal benefits of cannabis inaccessible, it's growing even more obvious that the marijuana prohibition exists solely to benefit the pharmaceutical industry. It's like hemp being outlawed in the United States. That was designed to protect the plastics industry. Cancer patients around the world are beginning to forego chemotherapy and instead are turning to cannabis or cannabis oil to treat their cancer. And as a success story continues to pile up, some researchers are starting to take note. The UK's Daily Mail reported that grandmother of 10 from English city of Derby used cannabis oil to treat her breast cancer. 69-year-old Lynn Coxon, C-O-X-O-N Coxon, said she opted to start taking cannabis oil while she was waiting to receive an aggressive cancer treatment regime recommended by her doctors. But cannabis oil worked so well, Coxon said, she now opted out of chemotherapy. Very good. There's a real-life case. After being diagnosed with a 33-millimeter breast tumor that had invaded nearby lymph nodes, doctor told Coxon she needed aggressive treatment. They suggested 8 rounds of chemotherapy, followed by lumpectomy, removal of all lymph nodes, and subsequent radiotherapy. While waiting to start treatment, Coxon began doing her own research and discovered many stories of people using cannabis oil to treat cancer. It's a new miracle treatment for epilepsy, number one. That's outstanding. After purchasing her own bottle of cannabis oil for a mere £39, Coxon seemingly became a believer. According to her, the cannabis oil caused her tumors to shrink so much she is no longer planning to follow the conventional treatments. Very good. Coxon commented the doctor at the Nuffield Hospital, that's an independent hospital, was staggered when he saw the tumor had shrunk from 33 millimeters to 11 millimeters. We're not talking about speculation. We're talking about a real person in a real city with a real disease here. Lymph nodes had gone from 25 mils to 10 mils. After speaking with her consultant, Coxon decided to hold back again instead of cancelled the chemotherapy and taking the cannabis oil instead. It says our tumors are still shrinking. Very good. And it goes on to say the final piece of this article. And it's not just Mrs. Coxon who has a positive experience with cannabis oil. Earlier this year, cannabis oil helped shrink brain tumor in a 4-year-old with brain cancer, as the Metro reports. Okay, we're coming up to the last break today, and we should be back in a few minutes just to finish this article.
Yeah. It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
To the last few minutes of the program today, and I'm just finishing up the good news story, and I have a second one if I can get through it on time. A solution: people are putting up a growing number of cancer patients using cannabis oil. And I was talking about a woman there in Derby in the north of England, but another second one is that and it's not just Miss Coxon who had a positive experience with cannabis oil. Earlier this year, cannabis oil helped shrink a brain tumor in a four-year-old with brain cancer. As the Metro reports, it's a London newspaper, William Frost was the first diagnosis with endophthalmia brain tumour in 2014. Even after surgery and chemotherapy, doctors said there was little hope for the young boy. His parents turned to a private clinic which prescribed cannabis oil, CBD oil. Within a few short months, William's tumour had been reduced by two-thirds. He was even well enough to go back to school. Well, I imagine these doctors would have let him die on traditional treatment. While William's battling with brain cancer isn't over, his consultant professor, Richard Grundy, says there is a great need to better understand CBD oil. Yeah, get rid of big pharma. That's the main friggin' answer. I'll just come on to another story to finish up with today. Five ways to clear your body of chemtrail toxins. And if I don't get this finished, I'll do it next week. I have a thing prepared for the rest of the program. The final hour of the program in future, if I don't have a guest, I'll be reading out the herbal solutions that is massive from Natural News. I have hundreds of them here, and they're all very, very good articles. So we That'll be the last hour to finish up on the positive notes. But anyway, five ways to clear your body of toxins. I'll just name them first of all and then see can I get through them. They're saying what chemtrails are, but the five natural herbs to take, five ways to detoxify from chemtrail poisons. And it says selenium, chlorella, spirulina, milk thistle, that's in cardiolite, by the way, or in extendolite, which you hear Don Liskin talking about in the ads. Food that detoxify, okay. The first one, selenium. This trace mineral is vital for the optimal function of the body and has excellent antioxidant properties which protect against the damaging effects of exposure to pesticides and heavy metals. That is selenium. Chlorella. A single cell microalga binds to heavy metals in the digestive tract, purifying the body from toxins absorbing through breathing and contaminated air, including air contaminants and chemtrails. So selenium, chlorella. The fourth one is spirulina. I'm pronouncing S-P-I-R-U-L-I-N-A. This ancient form of life form detoxifies the digestive system in a similar way to chlorella, but goes a step further by alkalizing the body, protecting against acidic environmental toxins that cause disease. So that's the third one, spirulina. And the fourth one, milk thistle. This powerful plant contains the compound silbin, which supports the functioning of the liver, the organ responsible for detoxifying the body. Okay. And it said supporting healthy liver function is absolutely essential when you're exposed to such large amounts of harmful substances on a daily basis. Okay, very good. With that, the final hour next week, for half an hour, we'll be reading out remedies that have been proven by Natural News. But okay, as I say, we should be back this time next week with the Barden Report, and we'll talk to you then.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
This is